Malachim, Perek Hey Pasuk Zayin. We were led astray last time and only did one pasuk because 160 million horses deserve a lot of attention. But let's try to make some hay, as perhaps I could say, going weiter today. The Chilkalu Hanitzavim Ha'ele Es Hamelech Shlomo. And these regional officers that we mentioned in the previous parak, the 12 regional officers, plus maybe those who were above them, the supervisors, they provided food. They supplied for Shlomo HaMelech, the Eis Kol HaKarev El Shulchan HaMelech Shlomo, Ish Chadsho, and all those who came close to the table of Shlomo HaMelech, each one of the 12 regional managers for his month. And remember, we also had a 13th for the leap year that's coming to us next year. Lo ye'adru davar. They did not leave out anything. They did not omit anything. And Rashi says, afilu shel yemos hachama bimos hagishamim. Even during the winter season, during the rainy season, they were still providing, even then, summer fruits. So in Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom, you could have strawberries all year round. We live in such a way now. Maybe we don't appreciate it. But go to, Top Fruits 2000, a little plug on East 26th Street and Avenue U. They have great quality fruit. And you see the bounty of this incredible fruit that you can get all year round. We can get our berries by going down to Argentina, even in the wintertime. The Gemara describes, particularly strawberries, if I remember, Rabbi Yehuda was so wealthy and had so much status that strawberries never left his table. Well, even the most common person who spends $7.99 for a box can get that now. So we should appreciate how different the world is and how fortunate we are to have the whole world be so close that we can do this now. Each one of us can be Shlomo HaMelech. You too can have 160 million horses. Maybe not that far. Pasuches, v'hasaorim v'hateven lasusim v'lo rochesh, and the barley and the hay for the regular horses and for the swift horses. The word rechesh is used in Megillas Esther. The swift horses that were sent out to bring the decree of the king. First, the bad decree of the king via Haman, but then the good decree of the king that Klal Yisrael was going to be saved. I can't remember the phrase. Oh, this will be embarrassing. Elaine, Megillas Esther, year after year, you should know this. Yaviyu el hamakom asher yiyeh sham. They would bring to whatever place Shlomo would be. Ish kemishpato, each according to what was assigned to him. So here, Shlomo didn't have to send messengers to collect these taxes. They were brought to him wherever he was. And to wherever he would be refers to Shlomo and his court. Even when he traveled outside Yerushalayim, the taxes and supplies were brought. Some say it wasn't brought to only one place. They were stationed throughout the country because there were horses and the border guards and the personnel that were deployed all over the country. And so Shlomo had a system that was so organized and so efficient that everybody got what they needed. And you didn't have to wait for these long delays as it went through the clearinghouse and, UPS or the U.S. Postal Service, shipping delays, ordered today will be received on May 10th, 2022. None of that in the days of Shlomo, just a tremendous, unbelievably efficient system. And along with that went incredible personal perspicacity. By Yitain, Pasuk Tes, Elokim Chachma L'Shlomo, Usavuna Harbe Ma'od. God gave wisdom to Shlomo and great understanding. So Chachma is a person's ability to choose between personal traits. It is wise to be humble. It is foolish to be arrogant. This is the Malbim. It is wise to love. It is foolish to hate. Ah, the 60s. They were learning the Malbim. They really understood. All you need is love. To be kind is wise. To be cruel is foolish. So Shlomo could control his impulsive behavior. And we know Shlomo had the resources to be as impulsive as anybody in history. but he channeled them in the right direction. So that's chachma. Tevuna, harbe, considerable understanding, not the same as bina, which also can mean understanding. Bina is individual types of knowledge, individual branches of knowledge. But tevuna, you can assimilate and use all knowledge and understanding. You can parse every situation and draw conclusions from different areas, which is why the pasuk concludes about Shlomo's wisdom, V'rochav lev kachol asher al sfas hayam. His broadness of heart was like the sand on the shores of the sea. The sand is innumerable, uncountable, just enormous. And at the same time, it provides a boundary between the sea and the land, so the land isn't flooded. Shlomo's wisdom and understanding and rochav lev allowed him to understand what his own limitations were. A truly wise man, the Malbim also says, understands that he doesn't know things. I have a situation at work where we have a new supervisor who doesn't know what he doesn't know. And that's a problem, because if you don't know what you don't know, you won't bother to ask questions and learn. Even very educated people, says the guy with the PhD, can be foolish. By not knowing their limitations or by not continuing to explore. And we see in the Mefarshim and in the next pasuk, as we'll continue, but we see that Shlomo reached literally the limits of what a human being could know. He was wiser than anybody else, the Gemara and the Mefarshim say, than anyone in human history, even many of our own Jewish heroes. Shlomo was wiser than they. Now, at the same time, Shlomo, as we said before, was controlling his impulses and his behavior. Although there were some areas where he found that difficult and eventually failed somewhat with his wives, with the horses we were talking about, but nevertheless, he did everything that he possibly could to keep himself within limits. And much of what we do, hand washing, Birkas HaMazon, we owe a lot. Eruv, we owe tremendous aspects of halacha to Shlomo HaMelech, who established a lot of the rabbinic structure that we still have even today. So a tremendous person with tremendous, unlimited, virtually, potential. And Shlomo is going to really make the most of it, which very few people get the chance to do over the course of their lives, to realize their potential and utilize their talents in a tremendously constructive way for all of humankind and certainly for the Jewish people.